Hello there, and welcome to the Calming Anxiety Podcast. I'm Martin, your host. I'm a paramedic and clinical hypnotherapist with 20 years' experience. I record my shows from a place of understanding and empathy, having been affected by mental health issues since childhood. And then, 7-odd years ago, I discovered that blending self-hypnosis, meditation, and mindfulness can change not just my life, but those of everyone else who chooses to. So today, it's a discussion or just an open chat about the benefits of daily mindfulness, what mindfulness means, meditation. For me, mindfulness, from my perspective, is just being aware of the moment. If you're stopped in traffic, you're in rush hour, you're tired, you're stressed, I would look over at the verge and notice what we'd normally think of as a weed and see the flower there, a miracle for life to exist as the world goes by. I take time to notice clouds, no matter what the weather. But more importantly, and I think this holds true for lots of hypnotherapists, we stop that negative internal dialogue that so many have. We stop using no. We stop berating ourselves when we're clumsy or forget something. It's human nature. When you start to be really aware of your own voice, of the words you say to yourself, and your thoughts about everyone else around you, when you change them, the negative words to the positive words, the negative reactions to one of understanding and acceptance, you can truly take back so much happiness in your life. But first and foremost, you need to admit your own failings, and you need to admit that you want to change. Change is not a miracle. It's not something that will miraculously happen overnight. Although for me, as I was spiraling down into a mental breakdown, I knew I was at fault. I knew there was a problem. I found the right therapist at the right time, and in an instant, I changed because I wanted to. So the therapy, the course, the calming anxiety way that I do is a culmination of all of it. It's all the therapies, the empathy, the understanding, and the desire that you shouldn't suffer any longer and not go through a lifetime like I had. If you're young, persevere with what I try to give you. If you're in your 50s, you can change. I am living testament to it, as are numerous people around the world. This isn't a sales pitch. This is me speaking to you to say you're not alone in these thoughts. You're not alone in the despair that you have gone through. But you can change and improve. There is so much life left. Your world doesn't stop today. You can embrace so much. Leave all of that negativity behind. so many others have, and so can you. So I ask you, what drives you? Where do you want to be this time next year? What would you truly like to achieve in life? And then be totally honest. Is the only thing stopping you your past? You can set yourself free. Small steps, small changes, every day. Accept that there will be setbacks. Life isn't fair. Accept that you will fail, but you will also bounce back so much quicker. You are not alone. There are over 10,000 people every day that listen to Calming Anxiety. We are all in this together. Don't struggle alone. Don't think the world hates you. It doesn't. You just need to commit to improving day by day. I will speak to you tomorrow. And next week, I'll have an update on the Calming Anxiety app, which, to coin a young colloquialism, I am totally stoked about. Have a lovely day. Change one thing for the positive, bit by bit. I'll see you tomorrow. And as always, my friend, be kind.